There's a professor at Indiana University who says his goal is helping others to find themselves. He makes his students look in the place where he found himself, in music. Eugenia Zuckerman offers a profile of the cellist Janos Starker.
You cannot spend 2 weeks without listening to music and to practice actually the instrument, because music requires such a number of hours of such a total concentration on it. So the real issue is that if someone can get up in the morning and go through a day without music, that person is not supposed to become a musician.
That person is clearly not Janos Starker. Since he was a boy growing up in Hungary, Janos Starker has been with music, hearing it, playing it, thinking of it. He calls himself a classicist. Others call him the cellist's cellist.
Thank you, Charles.
Sure.
Sure. How are you?
All right. Not the youthful tempo, just the middle-aged or old-age tempo.
Starker emigrated to the United States in 1948 and worked as principal cellist, first with the Dallas Symphony, then with the Metropolitan Opera, and later with the Chicago Symphony. In 1958, he left the security of a major orchestral post and set out as a soloist. Today at 60, he is acknowledged internationally as one of the great virtuoso cellists of our time. If there's ever any criticism about you, it's never about the beauty of your playing, but occasionally one sees that they use the word cold or distant or steely.
As far as the coldness is concerned, I think it's the simplest way to say that I am emotional, I'm not sentimental. I try to understand since childhood the meaning of music and try to imagine what the composer must have felt, and on occasion it coincides maybe with the composer's intention, but the fact is that the emotions are there and the intensity is supposed to express it and not my body contortions.
I followed the routine that my mother taught me at age of 80. She said that why should she stop smoking? She can't die young anymore. And I'm in the same boat, so.
The most important, or the person who performs it. I happen to believe that music is above all. If everybody would perform it the same way, it would become dreary and dull. So the individual still has to come through, but simply by reflecting the music.
Starker is at home on stage in Paris, London, New York, at all the great concert halls of the world. But he makes his real home here in mid-America, in Bloomington, Indiana.
The feeling is it has to be a singing connection.
because it sounds da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
In 1958, he joined the faculty of the Indiana University in Bloomington, where he now holds the title of Distinguished Professor at its School of Music.
Thanks for at least reminding me that's the way it's supposed to be. Right. And now you play your competition version.
Okay. If someone was lucky enough, as I was, to obtain the kind of instruction and to have been exposed to truly history's great musicians, that it's our obligation to give this information on to the future generations.
What are you doing about your waist these days? It's not that it's too big, but it's inactive. It even looks better, let alone it sounds better.
I've always considered that teaching is far more satisfying and far more gratifying and far more important because that stays. A concert, no matter how successful it is, the standing ovations eventually people sit down.
That's what you're supposed to make the sound with. Spread it on it. You promise to do that all the time? Somewhere. Now get up there and do it. La da 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 dim ti a da da da.
Manages to balance his busy schedule of concerts and teaching and writing and remain a family man.
Being a family man is not a matter of how many hours you spend with your family. There's no question the cello has number one priority in my life, because if I wouldn't play the cello and wouldn't concert on it, nothing else would be possible. Beyond that, unquestionably, my children and my wife is priority.
Performed with the Lake Forest Symphony, his daughter Gwen joined him.
Not too long ago, it happened that we played a family concert with my daughter, who played Brahms Double Concerto with me, and my two sons-in-law played the Beethoven Triple Concerto with me. And on the way to the stage, one of my son-in-law said, "Aren't you glad that you don't have more children? Because imagine the crowd that would get there now." Is about the outer limit of the virtuoso cello playing. And I'm basically a virtuoso as a performer. I've always considered that teaching is far more important because that stays. Friends and my family knows it, that I'm deadly serious about music and about my profession, but God forbid that I ever get deadly serious about myself.